Good afternoon, everyone. Let's all stand. Batiin niyo po inyong katabi. Thank you for coming today. Welcome to our second service. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts, prepare our mind, and we will just worship today our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's all pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful time because you have given us a new life. You have given us, Lord, a new time to come, Lord God, and worship you in this place. Hallelujah. Receive our worship. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Palapakan po natin ang Panginoon.
Oh, how beautiful are you, Lord. It is your words.
Join me in singing.
It is your love.
Oh, how glorious.
Oh, how glorious are you, Lord. It is your power. It was the cross that saved me. Save me and rescue me. It's a moment there. Set me free.
Let's give that glory.
Give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. Jesus.
Sabay giniginaw sa lamig ng panahon, sabihin mo, let's give God glory.
Oh, how beautiful are you, Lord. It is your word. It is your love.
Oh, how glorious.
Oh, how glorious are you, Lord. It is your power.
Puri, puri, puri.
to our glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, to our God.
Found the Lord in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down, O Lord. Lord, we want to live your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal. Lord, most worthy of praise, the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the Lord, in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down, Lord, and Lord, we want to live your name on high.
We lift your name, O God.
And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love.
For you alone,
for you alone are God eternal throughout earth and heaven above.
Once again,
Lord, we want to live,
Lord,
your,
we will live your name
on
in this
high.
Place. Lift your name on high.
And Lord,
we want to
thank
you, for the works,
you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love.
For you alone,
our God eternal. O Diyos, ang ngalan mo'y itatanghal at ika'y papupurihan sa ginawa mo sa aming buhay. At Diyos, sa pag-ibig mo'y mananahan pagkat ika'y walang hanggan, maging sa lupa at
langin
pa. Minsan pa po, Diyos, ang ngalan mo itatanghal. At ika'y papupurihan sa ginawa mo sa aming buhay. At Diyos, ang ngalan mo'y manahan pagkat ika'y wala maging sa lupa at sa langit.
Sa huling pag-aaral po, awitin natin sa Tagalog.
O Diyos, ang ngalan mo ay itatanghal at ika'y papupurihan sa ginawa mo sa aming buhay. At Diyos, sa pag-ibig mo'y mananahan pagkat ika'y walang hanggan, maging sa lupa
sa langit pa.
Oh Lord, we want to lift your name.
And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your hand. Above.
Let's make a clap of declaration for you alone, Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. We worship you.
Hallelujah. Lord, O God, eternal, O God. Lord, purihin ka, Panginoon, O God. Sambahin ang iyong pangalan, Amen. Lord, because you are a great God. Lord, you have given us so much, even your Holy Spirit, O God, you have given to us, Panginoon. How much more, Panginoon? Ano pa ang kailangan namin hilingin, Panginoon? Pero, Panginoon, ang iyong presence lamang, Panginoon, ang mag-fulfill, Panginoon, magsasatisfy, Lord, ng thirstiness sa aming puso, O God. You alone are God eternal throughout earth, and heaven above. Lord, you are Lord God alone. You are the great I am. You are the living God from beginning to the end, Panginoon. As the scripture says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God, O Lord. You never change. You are holy. You are forever loving. You are forever great, Panginoon. And we know, Panginoon, even Sundays after Sundays, Lord, even every day, the moment of our lives, we come before you, Panginoon. It is worth it because your name is greatly to be praised, Panginoon. Hindi kami magsasawa, Lord, na magpuri, mag-alay ng pagsamba, ng pasasalamat sa inyo because of what you have done in our lives, Panginoon. So great, Panginoon. From everlasting to everlasting, Panginoon. You are our great God. And amen, amen. Mga kapatid, even Prophet Isaiah in chapter 61, verse 10, he even praising God and said, I will rejoice greatly in Yahweh. My soul will rejoice in my God. Bakit kaya? Sabi na Isaiah, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with robe of righteousness. Napakaganda ng picture. Sabi ni Isaiah, and even right now, our lives, we can tell to our God, you are a great God and I will rejoice in you because you have given me a garments of salvation. You have given me robes of righteousness. Mga kapatid, even as young as some of us, even those who are not so young, kahit na anong gawin natin, we cannot cleanse ourselves from sins to save us. And we cannot even, from young, even to right now, our age, we cannot do even pure good works so that we can earn even our righteousness. Our salvation and our righteousness is only possible because of God. God's love towards us that He gave the righteousness of God, none other than Jesus Christ. That in Christ, whoever put his faith upon Jesus Christ will have these garments of salvation, what Isaiah said. Not only that, garments of salvation, but another garments, a robe of righteousness. And that righteousness is not from us. It's not the collection of the good works that we think we have done, but it is the righteousness of none other than Jesus Christ, who have died on the cross, who from the beginning until his last day on the cross did a righteous deeds for you and me. And that's why we said, Lord, you have done a great things. You have done a good works in our lives. Kaya, even at this right moment, even all of us as His people gathering together is worthy to give Him praise unto His name. Sabi nga sa Tagalog, binihisan niya tayo ng damit ng kaligtasan at tinakpan niya tayo ng balabal na katwiran. Napakagandang pictures reminding us. Kaya no wonder, like Isaiah, and what we are doing right now, Isaiah said, I will rejoice greatly in Yahweh. My soul will rejoice in my God. So let's take this moment to personally thank God in a through prayer, praise God for what He has done in our lives and the things that He will do more sa ating buhay. So let's take this time personally to thank God. Ama, marami pong salamat, Lord, sa pagkakataong ito, Panginoon. Once again, we come to this courts of praise, a place closer to your presence, O God, where you indwell the praises of your people. Lord, gaya ng aming inawit, no, Lord, na we lift your name on high and we want to thank you for all that good works that you have done in our lives. Lord, we cannot utter all of those things na ginawa nyo. Pero one good thing, Panginoon, that you remind us through the prophet Isaiah is that the garments that we have in you, salvation and the robes of righteousness, only coming from you, Lord, the world cannot give this. Even our friends, relatives, families cannot give this. Only you. It's coming from you. So that before you, O God, ano man yung background namin, saan kami nanggaling, ano man yung pinagdaanan namin at pinagdadaanan namin, Lord, we are righteous before you. That righteousness of Christ before you. And Lord, we thank you. And even not only that, you have given us your Spirit that dwells in us forever, that helping us to worship you and praising you, convicts us kung kami ay nawawala na, Lord, sa truth of your way, gaya po ng aming theme for today. Kat Lord, thank you, God, for bringing us to your presence once again. And we give you praise and even utter you, Lord, our rejoicing. Like Isaiah, Panginoon, and we pray, O God, that your loving kindness will remind us forever na hindi kami, Lord, alone walking in this. You are the only God alone from eternal, O God. Kaya Lord, ano man pong pinagdadaanan namin, Panginoon, alam namin na kasama namin kayo at hindi nagbabago ang iyong pag-ibig, ang iyong kabutihan, ang iyong holiness, your righteousness, even your good plan towards each one of us. Kaya Lord, marami pong salamat. We rejoice greatly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you po and let us sit down.
Good afternoon, church. Let us all remain in the spirit of worship as we pray for our giving. Please read with me from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 to 16. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Let us read the response to the word. As we give in today's offering, may we always remember that our life is one long sacrifice, including complete surrender of our will to God's will. That to praise Him involves confessing His name and demonstrating a life reflecting such praise. Acts of charity, genuine concern for others, and pointing them to the one true God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, with deep gratitude, we thank you for your faithfulness in giving us our daily bread. More than the material blessings we receive, we thank you even greater for your abiding presence in us, the Holy Spirit who reminds us of your love through the sacrifice of your Son, so that our sins may be forgiven. The same Holy Spirit who tenderly reminds us of and enables us to live out your word, to see your holiness and your redemptive grace. All we have is from you, and as we remember your mercies every day, we count it our joy and privilege to offer the best for your kingdom's work, that we may reach as many of those whom you have called out of the darkness and into your marvelous light. May our hearts honor you through the tithes and offering that we humbly give today. In the name of Jesus, this we pray. Amen. Let us honor God in our giving.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship we want to adore. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God.
Okay, right now we would like to acknowledge the presence of our first-time guests. But bago po yun, meron po bang bumalik sa ating kalagitnaan for the second and the third time? May we see your hands, please? Salamat, sis. Meron pa po ba? We are very blessed na sa pagbalik ninyo, and we hope that you will make this your permanent church if God so convicts you po. Okay, as I call on your name for our visitors, maybe just ask you to please kindly stand up. Miss Gretchen Rose Tau Tau. Welcome, sis. Miss Delia Puma. Thank you. And Miss Christine Lagdao. Sige, sis. Please remain standing. Mamaya po, your welcome host will spend a little bit time with you to get to know you and introduce who we are as a church. We are the Living Word Fellowship, a full gospel Christian church. And kung meron po kayong gustong ipag-pray, you can also share it with them and they will do that with you. Shall we all pray for our guests today? Stretch forth our hands. Father, we thank you for the lives of our guests and the blessed opportunity to be with them. Lord, you know each of them by name, their situations, and their needs. May it be that according to your sovereign will, their spiritual eyes be opened to your gift of salvation through your Son's death and resurrection, for the forgiveness of sins and for your gift of eternal life, which are far more important than our borrowed life here on earth. May the brethren of Living Word also minister to them that they may experience your love in the midst of your people. We entrust to you, our guests, that in hearing your word, may they not leave this place empty, but may they thirst and hunger for your presence and increasingly find you to be their greatest need and real treasure. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Tayo pong lahat ay tumayo at magkamustahan and welcome our first-time guest.
We love as we go in love.
is coming to deny. May we learn to love each other more than each new day. May words of love be on our lips in everything we say. May the Spirit bless our hearts and teach us.
Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Kahit malamig ang araw, ang weather, feel na feel natin ang warmth ng isa't isa. Hawakan mo yung katabi mo. Mainit pa ba yan? O malig na malimig na malimig na? Yan. Before we dive into God's Word, let me highlight a few announcements. Our early morning prayer, tuloy-tuloy pa rin. We thank the Lord Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 a.m. and then Sunday, 6 a.m. Take note, dire-direcho pa rin to. And we thank God for the sustaining grace sa MDB, the intercessors. Every one of us are welcome to join. Also, this coming week, Wednesday, we will have our prayer, midweek prayer via Facebook. So, 9 p.m. po siya sa ating TLWF Facebook page. Then, starting tomorrow, Monday, 1st July, we'll be joining with the rest of the Singapore churches here to pray and fast for the Singapore. Who among you are blessed to be here in Singapore? Yes, we are really blessed. And as part of a church, let's respond by being part of this movement to pray and intercede sa bansang ito. So you can access yung ating mga online prayer. It's via video and may online articles ng 6 a.m. early in the morning at saka sa kanilang Facebook page o sa kanilang website, lovesingapore.org.sg. So take note, let's, as a church, let's join the rest of the churches in Singapore and pray and fast and ask God will sa bansang Singapore. Also, 2C2S, ito po, yan. For if you are a care group leader, ministry leader, a part of a committee, we encourage you to join us on 14 July to discuss a few things, yung ating, ano ba yung direction natin the second half. What a training that we'll be having. So take note, we will have this meeting 14 July. Ito, everybody excited. Yan, sabi mo sa atin mo, better when we're together. Hashtag walang bibitaw. Oh, social. Alright. We will have our family day 4th August. Pupunta po tayo sa East Coast. So take note, only one service. Sabihin mo sa atabi mo, one service. Yeah, ito po ang ating team. And please register sa iConnect by 21st July dahil we want to inform yung bases, yung company. So take note po, $2 per head is one way. And if need to, Sister Eva and the iConnect would also, if you need to come back to a certain place, they will also inform you. So take note, approach iConnect for more details. And meron pa po kaming mga information na papasa this coming week on how you can participate. Kasi last year daw, may isang grupo na challenge. So ngayon, babawi sila. Tsaka merong nagtumbling. Tingnan natin this year kung may tatumbling. Ayan. Alright, take note. Then also, Women Encounter, we will have it 25th August. Please register now so that we can plan yung mga logistic and so on and we can contact you. So you can also prepare prayerfully. So if you have not gone to the Encounter Retreat, take note, 25th August is the whole day. It will start around 8:30 until around 4 or 5. Okay? Ayan po, Encounter Retreat, Women 25th August. And right now, today is a special day because today is Youth Day. Sino ang, wow, sinong feeling youth today? Yan. Before we're gonna pray for our young people, let's just watch this simple video that they have prepared and maybe we can request your lights to be switched off as we watch this video and pray for them later. Wow, mayroong kasama pa, heart shape. Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. Right now, we want to pray for our young people. If you are 11 years old to 23 years old, tayo po kayo. Lahat kayo, above 25. If you are 11, dati daw 12, sabi nila 12, but the truth ngayon, nag-imba na yung situation. A lot of young children are becoming more matured because of their exposure. If you are 11, yan, 11 until 24, tayo po kayo. Yan, palakpakan natin sila. Woo. Meron kayong gift. Yan, may gift kayo. Yan, ipapasa ng ating usher. Hopefully, you'll be blessed. Yan, okay. Okay, let me read this verse and I'll pray for them. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." Here, Paul was reminding Timothy, despite his, even though he's young pastor, to set an example in the way he live her life. So, thank you, mga young people. There's so much potential you have. And ang prayer namin that you would grow maturely in your walk with the Lord and also use your life to be a light that would shine. Alright? Let's stretch forth our hands and pray for them. Panginoon, salamat for this young man and woman that's standing. Lord, they are gifts from you. Salamat sa mga parents na who work hard for them. And also, Lord, for a community that we have here. I pray, Lord, as they mature, they will constantly recognize that their lives belong to you. And I pray that they will walk in fear of you and they will grow in stature. Lord, bless them in any endeavor, and I pray that their heart will always be aligned to your will. I pray, Lord, that you multiply the strength, multiply their wisdom, and that their sphere of influence will grow in their workplaces, in their office, in the school, Lord God, that your name will be lifted up. Salamat, Panginoon. I pray for these young men and women. Bless them, and I pray that they will know you more and more. Use them for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Tell that person, happy you day. Kung may katabi ka, yan, alright? Yan, kung sa tabi mo naman ay feeling youth, batiin mo na rin. Happy you day. Yan, kung feeling youth, sinong young in heart dito? Taas yung kamay. Dito, young in heart kayo? At dito? Sa likod? Walang sound. Mukhang mga siyang in heart dito. Sinong mga siyang in heart dito? Oh, eh dito? Eh dito? Eh dun sa likod? Pilit na pilit. Ayan. Many of us agree, even though we're no longer in that age gap, I believe all of us are still young in heart. Amen? And as we go and celebrate Youth Day today, I would like to thank God for the lives of our youth in this place and in our families. Today, as we recognize and celebrate Youth Day, I would like us to listen to advice of an old man. An advice of an old man, just imagine you're sitting and this man is talking to you. You see, this man have a wealth of experience in life. In the age of 15, he became a king of a nation. And he gained great wealth and manages a lot in the land. He pursued an excellent building program by building vineyards, garden, orchard, city hall, royal palace, and even built the first temple in Jerusalem. He filled his palace with city with beautiful and costly artifacts and design. And this man is full of wisdom. Sabi nila, he's the one of the wisest king ever in the land of Jerusalem. Acquired knowledge and wisdom. He established peace in the land with foreign nation. And also, he establishes trade routes sa iba-ibang bansa. One thing about him, about his love life, ang love life nito ay he have 700 wives and 300 concubines. Palakpakan natin siya. Ibang level. But the problem with that pursuit, his heart was led to worship other gods. He wrote 3 books, Song of Solomon or Song of Songs, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. He achieved many things, but he also made a lot of blunder in life. And in his old age, he reflected on his life, and this is what he said. In Ecclesiastes 12:13, he said, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." And I'm talking about King Solomon. See, King Solomon, in chapter 1, he was referred to be the teacher or preacher. And he was able, in his old age, he was able to examine his life, not in a philosophical view, but rather he examined his life because he experienced it. Marami siyang hugot, alam niya ang nangyari sa buhay niya. He was successful, but he also he made blunders, made boo-boo in a lot of mistake. And he wants to speak to young people today. He wants to speak to all of us. He wants to speak those who are young in heart. Sinong young in heart? Taas kamay. Yan. He wants to speak to us so that we will not make the same mistake. And we'll be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and chapter 12. And invite all of us to stand as we read these verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7 to 10, and then chapter 12, verse 1 to 7. This is what King Solomon is telling us. Light is sweet and is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. So if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them, but let him remember that the days of darkness will be many, all that comes in vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and sight of your eyes, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Remove vexation from your heart and put away pain from your body, for youth and the dawn of life are vanity. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened and the clouds return after the rain. Before the silver cord is snapped or the golden bowl is broken or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain or the wheel broken at the cisterns. And the dust returns to earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat sa tanghaling ito na narito kami para mag-aral ng iyong salita. Lord, I pray, we know that some of us came with a heavy heart or even, Lord, perplexed mind sa mga pinagdadaanan namin sa mga buhay namin. But I pray, Lord, that we surrender this time that your word will be spoken. Holy Spirit, come, give us stillness in our ears, in our heart, that we may be able to hear from you. Make your word be clear, Lord God, so that it will not just go to our head, but it will be planted in our hearts. Panginoon, ang desire namin is to know your will upon our life, wherever age we are, especially the young people today. As we celebrate Youth Day, I pray they will be challenged, but also being reminded that we can find joy in you and also the way we ought to live our life should be according to your will. So have your way this afternoon, Lord. Speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen, amen. You may be seated. A few days ago, I was scrolling sa Facebook and I saw this description of how people live today. Sabi nila, and maybe some of you would agree. Sabi dito, teenage year, have time, have energy, but do you agree, young people? Do you agree when you were young? Have time. When you were a teenager, young people, you have time, you have energy, but no? Totoo ba yon? Pag tumanda ka naman, itong nangyayari sa'yo. Have money, have energy, but no time. Busy sa trabaho, busy sa mga iba-ibang bagay, sa responsibility ng buhay. Who among you are like in this stage? Ganyan. Ayan, sabi ko na nga ba. Sabi, Pastor, wala rin kaming money. Pastor, wala rin kaming money. Oh, kawawa naman. Lapitan mo si Chairman Sam. But when you are at all age, ito na mangyayari. You have time. You have money. But you no longer have energy. Anong situation mo ngayon? San ka dyan? First, second, or third? None of the above. Kasi daw lot, no money. See? You see, some way in along the line, you see, is a valid observation of our lives. Because sometimes, we notice even when you grow older, you might have some savings, but you have money, but you have no more energy to enjoy the blessing that you receive from the Lord. You see, it seems valid ito. And we all of us desire to have to live a life to the fullest, yet we are restricted by situation or condition on what we are going through. Some of us struggle with how we ought to live our days, especially when you're young, still finding your identity, finding your purpose and your way. Not only the young people, even adults, even those who are retiring, seems to seek purpose and direction in their life. Because sometimes our focus nila is financial, we have these finances, but the reason why do you have that finances? Because of lack of meaning and goal, we drag our life and no longer and have forgotten to enjoy life. Paminsan ganun situation natin, right? We have so much things in our mind that we are no longer able to enjoy. Some of us, because of lack of meaning and goal, we live an aimless life instead of specific goal that God have called us to do, what sways us ang influence ng mundo. I believe God desires the best for His children. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, God desires the best for His children. And no matter what's your age, your circumstances, He wants us to live our life in according to His purpose. And if you are young people today, God wants you to seek His will in every season of life to make the right decision and to also enjoy life. And now if you're an old age, tingin mo katabi mo, God desires for all of us, kung tumatanda na tayo, to end well. Marami magaling magsimula, maayos, or in the middle, maayos, but the ending, they don't end well. Some of us have that experience. See, God wants us to end well. Every season of our life, to God, it matters to God. He wants us to be a good stewards of our life. God wants us not to waste our life away. Kaya, shake mo yung katabi mo. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. I've entitled this sharing, YOLO. Kala nyo ha, yun de, YOLO. It means you only live once, then live right. You see, YOLO stands for you only live once, and it's an internet slang that implies taking advantage of the current moment. It means to enjoy your life while you still have it. Habang may malakas ka pa, YOLO, enjoy life. Now, sometimes the problem with this statement is used to rationalize impulse or reckless behavior. Now, as I pondered this, I believe that there's certain truth in this. Because all of us have given one life. And how we live today will impact tomorrow, and also how we live today, it will impact eternity. Because we will be standing before God and be judged, you know, how we've been living our life. Now, as I address the young people, and even those who are having a young heart, three principles that we are going to look at today so that we will live life that will glorify and honor God. And with this one life we have. Firstly, you only live once, so embrace the good times, but stay prepared for adversity. Embrace the good times. A few months ago, may tumawag sa akin, galit na galit, from the Philippines. And she was expressing her frustration dahil galit na galit siya sa kanyang anak. And I'm close to that tita, my relative. Galit na galit kasi, Ruel, bantayan mo nga anak ko. Sabat ako pa magbabantay. Bakit naman po? Pumunta dito sa bahay para kunin yung savings niya. O bakit naman po kinuha yung savings? Well, pupunta dyan sa Singapore kasi alam niya ako sa Singapore. Manunood ng Taylor Swift. Now, what she's saying is that sayang yung savings. Her concern, see, the person wants to have fun. There's nothing wrong to have fun, right? What? But the parents are also concerned on how the person will leave because kukunin yung savings eh. See, if you look at our text, King Solomon had the same concern. That's why he said in verse 7, 8, he said, light is sweet and is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. Anong gusto nyo? Maulan o hindi? Both. Mahirap kayo. Kung kayo naglalaba, oh, siyempre, oh, di panalo ako dito. He says, if a person live many years, let him rejoice in them, but let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that comes is vanity. Now, the word vanity here is means fleeting. Nawawala. Yun ang ibig sabihin yan. Kasi sometimes when you look at vanity, iba yung interpretation natin. But the real meaning is that what everything that will come is fleeting, mawawala. Now, if you look here how King Solomon, he uses symbolism to describe human experience. To describe human experience. And he used two contrasting elements, the light and the darkness, to show the different seasons of man's life. Now, what is the meaning of light? Light or the sunny day represent a happy day. Light means a fruitful and productive day. Light means a positive day, a day that's expectant because you see everything on the horizon. Pag malakas ang ulan, you can't see in front. Now, when you said light is here, you see, it also represents a constant, stable day because you just go through the day without any disturbance. Ang hirap, pag naglaba ka na, may plano kang pumunta mag-jogging o mag-park or mag-jalan-jalan, biglang umulan. Ang hirap, nasisira ang yung plano mo. So here he says that there are times in our life you will experience a fruitful, productive, and positive, happy day. And here's the encouragement for us. He's telling here to be grateful for the life that God gave and also for the day that we experience joy in that day. Kaya sinabi niya, let him rejoice in them all. Kaya pag maganda ang araw, we ought to rejoice in the Lord. However, he reminds them that we will also face darkness in life. And he highlighted there that, but let them remember that the days of darkness will be many. Now, what does it mean? It means in life, you will have struggle. In life, you will have hardship. In life, you have pressures. In life, you have disappointment. And in life, you have stress. It signifies that you have that the times that you fail and that you will have heartache, it would simply show that they are they that they will be gloomy in sad moments in our life. Now, intention of King Solomon here is to give a right expectation of life, specifically to the young people. He says here, magsaya kayo for the good days. But instead being worried, be ready when the rain comes. There are times that life will be full of shine, but also there are times that will rain and storm will come. When it comes, our heart and mind should be ready. You know, I've gone through a lot of conferences, specifically as a youth, and they describe the youth today as strawberry generation. Alam niyo strawberry generation? Ayan. Ito yung mga iba-ibang, next generation daw is durian generation. Ayaw ko bakit durian. Mas, ako yata generation alateris. They say here, if you are 21 and 41 years old, you're a strawberry generation. Now, this is, again, a stereotype. This is a negative assumption because I know people who are not strawberry generation. What does it mean, a strawberry generation? Is a person who is fragile, requires careful handling, and perceived to be fragile. Is a person who's entitled, demanding, and fragile. Sinermunan mo lang, iyak na agad. Ganun. Ngayon, this is just simply a concept, but it does not apply to all. Again, I want to repeat, it does not apply to all. But a lot of people said, certain generation ay katulad ng strawberry generation. But I believe the Lord have laid down in His Word to prepare these young people. You see, sometimes we judge them, kaw yung mga strawberry generation, anak mo, strawberry generation, hindi ka lang binigyan ng baon, iyak ka na ng iyak. Rather than just judging them, you know, as a church, we are called to prepare them. To let them the truth. We are called to teach them the word so that they'll be able to have the right expectation in life and also able to stand in the right foundation. Kaya sometimes, you know, there is in parenting, may tawag na helicopter parenting. Alam niyo helicopter parenting? Ang helicopter parenting is, kung may problema yung anak, yung nanay, ay, naku, naku, anak, nahod na dapa ka. Palaging nandun yung nanay o yung tatay. Ngayon, pag palaging yung hinoholocopter ang anak mo, ano mangyari? Pag tumanda, pa-baby yun, bonjing yun. Hindi siya tumayo. There are times as parent that you have to let go, pabayaan mo siya mag-struggle because that's life. That's life. Some people say kayo generation, but you know, it boils down to our parenting and how we mentor them. So again, here is just an idea, but you know, how can we prepare the next generation so that they will be ready for hardship? I want to lead you to Matthew chapter 7. When we were doing our Bible reading this week, in Matthew chapter 27, sabi dito, everyone then who hears this word of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the flood came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And anyone who hears this word of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the wind blew and beat against that house and it fell and great was the fall of it. I pray, brothers and sisters, as we lead the next generation, teach them the truth, teach them the word of God so that they will know their God and able to stand on a solid ground. We ought to prepare them. Because there are time that it will be sunshine, but also there will be a time of rain. I told you before yung Suman story. Many of you, utang-uta na sa Suman. I told you that Suman story. Especially some of you have not known, during the 2000, this economic downturn, my dad has no work. Ang ano niya, no work, no pay. I was in college, I was in poly studying. San kukuha ng baon, san kukuha ng ito. You know what the Lord opened? For us to sell Suman sa Lucky Plaza. Suman. I saw my parents pray, Lord, help us. Help us. They did not shelter me from that struggle. But rather, He allowed me to see how God worked sa life namin. Kaya naglako kami ng Suman doon. Sa fourth floor. Malapit sa escalator. Alam nyo na. Kaya pag may nagbibigay sa akin ng Suman, nag-iimot ako. Let the word of God and the understanding of God be their foundation. Parents, it's never been us that will keep them safe. We prepare them. We will guide them. Leaders, it's never been us that would keep them. It's always how their relationship. We will try our best. But their foundation should always be who? Jesus and His promises. First thing, you only live once, so embrace the good times, but stay prepared for adversities. But secondly, you only live once, so find enjoyment, but maintain limits. Appropriate limits. Find enjoyment. Now, in verse 9, it says here, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Remove vexation from your heart and put away pain from your body, for youth and the dawn of life are fleeting or vanity. Now, it's very interesting when I was reading this, how King Solomon encouraged the youth to have fun. Kaya sabihin mo sa katabi mo, have fun. Pastor, ano yung have fun? Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, enjoy life. See, I was reading this, na siya ako, sabi niya, walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. Now, na-challenge ako, paano ito pag-aralan? Ano ba sinasabi niya? So, I search and search. You see, oftentimes, the reason why I struggle, pag sinasabing ways of your heart in the sight of your eyes, palaging negative. If you read other scripture, do not walk in your heart, flee from your... Yun ang palaging nababasa natin. But, you know, if you look at what King Solomon is emphasizing here is this, simply this. Ways of your heart or the sight of your eyes is simply learn to enjoy life. Because sometimes we miss and neglect it. Ang Kristiyanong nagmamature, ang perception natin ay palaging kamukha na katabi mo, nakasimangon. We often assume pag isang Kristiyano ay ganyan na mukha. Bible study ka na? Ikaw. Oy, ba't ka nakatatawa? We always assume pag isang tao ay seryoso o firm, ay spiritually matured. Not really. Not really. Because the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy. We always perceive, kaya ako ay nag-struggle, Lord, anong ibig sabihin nito? The ways. He's simply saying, in this life, you have a hard time, also joyful time, but learn to enjoy life. Learn to have fun. What made me consider this? Because as I reflect on this, I went back to Genesis. You see, we often forget that God is the true source of joy. We often forget that even at the beginning, He created us to find joy in Him. God created us to have joy with others and also joy with the creation that God made. I like what Pastor Joshua said. He said, from the very beginning, God desires joy. He created only things, good things, and wants mankind to enjoy His creation. He wants us to experience the pleasures of life in Him. Therefore, God allows us to have fun in life. He does not suppress us and He is not a killjoy. Therefore, it's an encouragement to all of us Christian. Kasi paminsan, ang assumption natin, ang tao na parang nakasimangot, seryoso sa buhay, ay spiritually mature. Hindi yun totoo. There are moments and you have to be serious, but also you have to have that joy in our life. So tell that person beside you, be happy. Be happy. Then sa likod mo, sabihin mo, have fun. And then if parents are here, tell your children, enjoy life. Nako, sabi pastor, mukhang false. Nako, parang prosperity gospel ka na. Now, there is a balance here if you study the text here. Later part, we'll read. See, the text simply reminding us to enjoy life. And to enjoy life while you are able. While you are able. You see here, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer in the days of your youth. What it says, the condition, in your youth. It ibig sabihin, while you're young, you are full of energy, you're full of hope, affection, and strength. Tama. And then also, there's a duration there, in the days of your youth. Why? Our youthfulness will not last. In verse 11, it says here, for childhood and the prime of life are fleeting. Our youthfulness will not last. It will not last long. Kaya bulong mo sa katabi mo, tatanda ka din. Tingin mo yung kulay ng buhok niya. Kaya nalilimutan natin na tatanda rin tayo. So while that is saying here, while you are young, you have that energy, you have the resources, you have the capable, you have the passion, enjoy life. Ako, pastor, mukhang nakakatakot preaching mo ah. Mukhang prosperity niya na. Wait, later, pag-aaralan natin yung balance dito. You see, you cannot say you're 80 years old. Pupunta ka. Eh, best friend ko si Bong. Burakay tayo. Magbuburakay ng 80 years old. Right? Tapos pupunta ka. Magmi-mission ka. Magmi-mission lang ako, magfo-full force ako for serving the Lord when I am retired, when I am 70 plus. Dagang ka. Nasang pistisi ko. You see? There are reason why God gave you strength now. There is a reason why God gave you the opportunity now. There's a reason why God gave you all the resources now. It's not just for you, but for the Lord. So seventh, enjoy life. Enjoy life while you're able. Huwag kang mag-intay na. Kaganina, may isang lalaki, 40 years old, sabi, Pastor, ang sakit na ng likod ko. Huh? Enjoy life. Husband and wife, date your wife. Date your spouse. Huwag na pag nang 70, 80 years old, doon kayo magde-date. Saan tayo pupunta? Mag-holding hand pa kayo. Titigan kayo eh. Away lang kayo. Enjoy life while you have strength. When you're married, enjoy life. Kaya next week, lalabas ko si Iwas. Pupunta kami sa Daiso. Oh, favorite niyang shop yun. Mamimili kami ng kahit ano-ano doon. The Daiso. Enjoy life. Again, enjoy life while you are able. Second, enjoy life. Learn to let go. By learning to let go. In verse 10, it says here, therefore, remove sorrow and anger from your heart and put away pain. Now, I'm putting a Hebrew word there, ra, from your body. Now, what is this? The scripture tells us that while we are young, while we are maturing, we ought to enjoy life. But for us to enjoy life, we need to learn the ability to drop things that robs us, things that traps us. There are things in life that will drop, rob us. Ano yon? He says here, remove sorrow and anger from your heart. If our young people who have keeping bitterness and frustration in his heart, I tell you, will not be able to move forward. You'll always be complaining and frustrated with all the things. The scripture telling there, you want to enjoy life? Remove those things. I'm telling you, young people, and all of us here today, there'll be many times we make mistakes. You'll be frustrated. There are times when you'll be frustrated. There are times when you'll fail and fail again. Especially when I started working, palagi ako nasesermonan. Ngayon, hindi na. Why? That's part of learning. You'll be frustrated. There are times you'll be rejected. Instead, if ikaw na pinili, ikaw yung natanggal sa company. This is part of life. You might even see there's no hope in the future. And there are times you'll be disappointed. But what the scripture said, learn to remove sorrow and anger from your heart. There are times you'll be heartbroken. Who among you na heartbroken before? Taas kamay. Walang bibitaw. You see, those are part of growing up. Those are part of growing up. Don't let sorrow and anger and frustration rob you of your future. Never let those things come to the Lord and surrender it to the Lord and said, Lord, I can't do this, but I need your help. See, those things can rob us, but also there are things that trap us. Ano sabi dito? Put away pain from your body. The word ra, if you understand the Hebrew word here, ra, it means, it indicates moral deficiencies. It means wickedness, distress, evil, or moral qualities that might injure oneself or others. Ibig sabihin, lifestyle na ikaw ay makakasakit sa sarili mo at lifestyle na makakasakit sa ibang tao. If you want to enjoy life, learn to let go of those things. You made mistake in the past, don't repeat it again. For us to enjoy life, there are things that we know it will harm us. You know, etong barkadang ito will harm you. So, put away. Make a right decision. So there are things in life, if you want to enjoy life, you have to remove them. So remember, things that rob us, things that trap us. Lastly, enjoy life with divine caution. Now this is the balancing. This balances us all. Sabi dito in verse 9, and walk in the ways of your heart, in the desire of your heart, but know that God will bring you into judgment for all these things. As we enjoy life, one of the most important things we must remember is that we will be judged in what we do. Now, there's a danger sa isang Kristiyano, isang person, na go extreme. Anong extreme ito? The first extreme is become a person who remain abstinence from worldly pleasure. Ito yung mga Christian na hindi pwedeng manuo, hindi pwedeng mag... Maraming listahan na bawal. Hindi pwedeng mag-Facebook. Hindi pwedeng mag-Instagram. Hindi pwedeng mag-YouTube. Ang dami listahan. And unable to enjoy life. Ngayon, the other extreme naman are those who are over excess in indulgence without control. Now, for us to find that balance here, we have to always constantly be reminded that whatever we do, we are responsible and accountable to the Lord. We will be accountable for all the things we do, and we are responsible for the work we do in life and the pleasure we pursue. So enjoy life and also remember that si Lord ay nagbigay ng boundary. May boundary ang Panginoon, and it's listed in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit convicts us of things that we shouldn't do. I like what Pastor Edwin says. He says here, boundaries are to protect life, not to limit pleasures. So linalagay ng Panginoon ang boundaries sa ating buhay. Things that we shouldn't enter in to protect us. Few weeks back, nasa Baguio kami. And when we were in Baguio, we went to that, Northern Blossom. Northern Blossom is one of the highest peak. Northern Blossom. Sino nakapunta na doon? Wow. Maganda magpakasal doon. Walang pupunta. Layo. Layo. Kung gusto mong ma-save yung wedding mo, doon ka mag-ano. I invite you to come. Lodging, lahat kayo, bahala. But anyway, we went there. So, sa aking van, may kasama ako. At yung inassign na driver sa amin is F1 racer. F1 racer. Talagang pag overtake, gaganon. Eh, ganyan ang itsura. Ganyan itsura. Look. Sway pa. Tapos, pag ganun, ang bilis. I a little bit worried kasi parang umuulan-ulan that time. Paakyat kami. Ang bilis. And then one of the sister, ganito ang ginawa niya. Dahil sa takot niya, hindi niya ngayon tuloy na-enjoy yung view. Dahil sa takot niya, kinuha yung telephone, tinext niya yung asawa niya. Sabi niya, "Sweetheart, pag hindi na tayo magkita, ha?" Nag-request naman ako ng permission. Sabi ko, pwede ko ba sabihin, "Sweetheart, sa takot niya, sa bilis ng pag-andar, the person don't trust the driver." So nag-text siya, walang signal. Naku, "Sweetheart, pag hindi na tayo nagkita..." She forgot that there's barrier. She forgot yung driver ay expert driver dyan. Sanay na sanay. Many times in our life, we forgot to see the beauty of the things because we are so fearful. And when we move up, there are boundaries that God already placed in our life. And those boundaries is so precious because it allows us, na habang umaandar at sumusunod tayo sa direksyon, hindi tayo mahuhulog because may boundaries. In our life, when you enjoy life, value the boundaries that God had placed in His Word. Young people, value the boundaries that your parent placed in your life. The reason why they're doing this is because they love you. Value the boundaries and learn to appreciate them. Because their intention is always good. Alright? Kung sino pupunta, gusto sumama sa akin next year. Pupunta tayo dyan. Baka mag-text din ka, "Sweetheart, Find enjoyment. Last one. You only live once. Life is brief. Therefore, live according to God's purpose. Now, when we read this text, often, ikakat natin chapter. Now, in the olden times, walang chapter 12, walang chapter 11, walang chapter... In olden times, ha, only a few years, many, many years ago, they put that. But if you read this text, chapter 12, verse 1 to 7 is connected sa mga verses that we have read. Like, say, example, in verse 7 to 8, 11, joy of the youth. It tells us, be joyful. But in 9 and 10, the fleeting of youthfulness. But in 1 to 7, chapter 12, is connected. Now is the closing chapter of a man's life. It's a man's life. You see, before closing chapter of our lives, the writer challenged us to ponder and consider how we live our lives, especially while still young and strong. Because if you read here, he says here, the instruction is remember also your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember. Habang bata ka, remember. Because time will come, sabi dito, before the evil days come and the years draw near, which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Ibig sabihin, time will come that you have no more pleasure in the things that you have done. Kasi ikaw ay tumatanda na. Sinasabi dito, paalam mo pag tumatanda ka na, nag-change ang diet mo. Right? Pa, gusto mo mag-Jollibee? Ayoko, maalat. Because it changes your diet. Once you started to grow older, the things that you used to like were no longer something that you like. Kaya, tapikin mo yung katabi mo, mukhang ikaw yun na. Tumatanda tayo. But remember also your Creator in the days of your youth. Why? Before the sun and the light and the moon and the star and darken and the clouds return after. Basahin nyo in the whole verse 2 to 5. May one main idea doon. The main idea. In telling here, slowly you slowly fade and deteriorate. Slowly fade. So habang bata ka pa, remember your Creator. Because there will become a time na yung strength mo ay nadideteriorate, wala ka ng lakas, at hindi mo nakilala yung katabi mo. 6-7 says, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth before the silver cord is snapped. Ibig sabihin, naputol na. It means when you die. And then continue here, the dust returned to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. The emphasis here, the main idea is this, that our life is brief and it will soon pass. Our life here is brief and it will soon pass. And as we look here to connect these verses, what he's telling us is this, the way you spend your youth, your strength, will shape your lifestyle and choices and the future path of your life. How you live your life today, the choices you make, will impact the way you live life. The mistake you made here, some of them, dala-dala nyo hanggang ngayon. And that's the reason why he says here, remember your Creator. Because it aligns you to His will. The scripture also says here, be cautious and make most of the life bestowed upon God. Don't waste your life. Sabi ni Sister Julie kaganina, borrowed life, don't waste it. And also, it's reminding us, bago dumating etong time na ito, as you seek the Lord in your younger years, you will not live a life with full of regret. May mga tao na nag-retire full of regret. Sana ito. Remember, we ought to end well. Sabi mo sa atin mo, end well. Now, I want to challenge the young people today. The scripture is filled of young people who have used by God mightily. I give you examples. See Samuel, see David, see Joseph, see Daniel, and Timothy. They surrendered their life to God, and God used them. So I pray that young people, when the Lord opened doors, do not be afraid to follow Him. Amen? Now, for all those who are young in heart, pa-retire at buhok mo ay nagiging puti, I pray that you will always, you will have that heart of Caleb. Kilala si Caleb? In Joshua 14, Joshua 14, when he entered the promised land, hindi siya naging kontento. He has the promised land. Ang choice niya isa eh, umupo, mag-retire, chill. Pero si Caleb, etong ginawa. May isang mountain doon na marami pang kalaban. Marami pang mga giants. Sinabi niya sa Lydia niya, give me that mountain. I am now 85 years old. But I'm still strong, but give me that mountain. I pray, Church Living Word Fellowship, you begin to, some of you might be retiring soon, some of you might be going back to Philippines, but I pray that you will continue to pursue the will of God in your life. Kung saan kayo dinala ng Lord, have that in your heart, Lord, give me that mountain. What kind of mountain? Maybe your family, maybe a business that God is placing in your heart, maybe a ministry that placing in your heart. What are those things that placing in your heart, yung mountain that God is bothering you? I pray that we will not succumb of fear, but rather said, Lord, give me that mountain. As I conclude and call upon the worship team, you only live once. Embrace the good times, but stay prepared for adversity. Second, you only live once. Find enjoyment, but maintain appropriate limits. You only live once. Life is brief and short. Therefore, live according to God's purpose. Kaya sabihin mo, hold mo yung tabi mo, sabi mo, let's enjoy life. But as we enjoy life, live in His purpose. As I end, I want to show you this organization. Etong organization ito is WEC. And WEC is an interdenominational mission agency. And itong ministry nito is started in 1913 by this man, si C.T. Studd. And he came from a very rich family. And he also have an opportunity to be a cricket player. But rather than becoming a cricket player and pursue the riches that he can accumulate and get from his family, the Lord touched him and he became a missionary. He's so in love with Jesus that he dedicated his life for his cause. He became a missionary in China, in India, in Africa. And he wrote a powerful poem. And some of you probably know this poem before we end. Sabi niya, let me read to you. Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart, and from my mind would not depart. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. He continued on, only one life will still, the still small voice gently pleads for a better choice, bidding me selfish aim to live and to God's holy will to cleave. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, a few brief years, each with its burden, hopes, and fears. Each with its days I must fulfill, living for life or in His will. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Three more. Give me, Father, a purpose deep in joy or sorrow, Thy word to keep. Faithful and true, whatever the strife, pleasing Thee is my daily life. My daily life. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, let my love with favor burn, and from the world now let me turn, living for Thee and Thee alone, bringing Thee pleasure on Thy throne. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Now let me say, Thy will be done. And when at last I hear the call, I know I'll say it was worth it all. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Brothers and sisters, you only live once. Then leave it for Christ. Let's stand. We're gonna pray our prayer partner, and if you are with your family, we're gonna pray. Some of you are here working because for your children, sa mga anak natin, right? And we want to say, Lord, keep my child that they may walk in your ways. Hindi madali na malayo sa pamilya, hindi madali. But I know by God's mercy and grace, He will help us. So we're gonna pray for one another, find in twos or threes. We're gonna pray for our relatives sa Pilipinas, maybe your niece, your nephew, even your children. And if you are with your families, kung kasama mo anak nyo, let's pray for them. Let's come together and pray and say, Lord, work in my family that we will seek your will. Lord, we have this one life. Ang prayer namin, Lord, is to please you and to honor you. every family is here. We remember our mga anak namin nandito man o nasa Pilipinas. Lord, we ask for your spirit to move, that you minister to them. Even Lord, I pray for all the parents here, that you will equip them, give them wisdom so that they can reach out to the heart of their children. I pray, Lord, the next generation would rise up knowing your will, that they will enjoy their life but also understand the limits, Lord, that they have. Lord, for all of us, remind us that our life is brief and you have called us, Lord, to live in your purpose. Just remain standing and just worship the Lord. All I have, all I have, within me, I give you praise. I give you praise. And all that I adore,
all that I adore is in you.
Let's lift our hands, just the voices declare. Just the voices.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake.
Time, Lord, we give you our life, Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way in me,
Lord, have your way in me,
Lord, have your way in me,
Lord, have your way, Lord,
Lord, have your way in me.
Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Before I give the benediction, let me read what Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 2:20. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You only live once, and then live it for Jesus. Let's just raise our hand and receive the benediction. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Lord, thank you for your word that we have received today. I pray, Lord, that each day we be reminded only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. We give you glory and honor. Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Just turn to somebody and tell that person, YOLO.